Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. We have a couple of phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air as well. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. You want to bring them on, Bo? Do you want to? How do we want to do this? My computer died. Normally, I have my call screener on my computer.
Dude, you just got that card.
Yeah, I think it was like a year ago.
That's just got that. Yeah, we're talking about Apple.
Well, I think we're on our last legs here.
Well, I mean, you know, with that we about to get
because
we were number uno again.
Uno Nuno.
Yeah, we were number.
We're the real Arthur.
And big green egg first. Now yeah, a new laptop battery.
Yeah, we were.
This laptop is 12 years old.
Yeah, I know it is, but I mean, we were number one again.
we're doing good.
Yeah, go and get you nothing. Go get your laptop.
How do we want to do this?
Go get your laptop.
I'll bring them on. Let's talk to Wendy in Lawrenceville.
Great. Yeah. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wendy.
So I was watching a TikTok video where a guy got home and realized that he left his wife at Lowe's.
Oh, God, that's
Have
so
you ever either left your wife somewhere or forgotten to pick her up?
Oh, Wendy, that is great. That is the funniest thing ever, dude.
He did what?
Old man gets out the car, right? And then his daughter's like, "Where's mom?" "Oh, damn it, I left her at Lowe's." So he jumps back in the car. No. That's have I ever forgot to pick up my wife?
No.
But like, I will pay for my wife's. I will get them a car to take them to the airport.
Sure,
because I don't want to go to. I want to drive to Atlanta Airport.
Fair
like,
enough.
I get your car.
But at least you're taking care of it.
But I'm taking care of it.
The closest I can come to that. This is not close to that. Years ago, way before cell phones and all that, my mom's best friend was flying in, and my mom was supposed to pick her up.
Right.
So she called before she flew out and said, "Hey, I'm landing at 3:30. Make sure you tell your mom."
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to tell my mom.
Oh.
So she ended up getting a cab, and I felt really bad.
She's very upset.
She was mad. She was definitely mad about that. More than I get forgot. Like when I fly to Seattle, my brothers are supposed to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
They either forget or they show up like an hour late.
See,
it's like, what are you guys doing?
I would have an issue with that.
Oh, I do have an issue with it. It happens every time.
Yeah, if I'm not getting on the plane, I hate going damn Jacksonville. I hate it.
Agreed.
Ugh. If I'm not going on a trip, I'm like,
I don't even like going on a trip.
Like, I will always go pick them up. Because, you know, my wife, she's an overnighter, so they get it. So I will go pick them up. But, like, taking them, she always wants to fly at, like, 6. So I'm like, okay, we'll get the car. And let's play the car ticket out.
Yeah, gosh. If I can avoid airports.
Yes.
I know I'll have to go again someday, but.
Someday?
We're doing pretty, almost a year. Remember that week last year where I had to fly like eight times?
Yes, and because.
It was awful.
Well, again, that's one of those situations where like, Well, Randy's not going to go. So we'll see Andy.
I couldn't be like Brad Nessler or one of these guys. They got to fly all across the country every single week. I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Stay here. I like it here. I'm sorry, Bo. What did you say?
James in Gainesville.
James in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Hope you're doing good. I wanted to ask you two things real quick. Do you think the Giants could maybe make a run at the wild card game based on how they played yesterday? Do you think they're coming back? And would you give Aaron Glenn more time to fix the Jets, or do you think you need to move on from him?
Oh, man.
Give him a rolling call.
Appreciate it, man. They're so bad. And I know a lot of people are comparing when he got – well, actually, it was Dan Campbell. When they got to Detroit, they were so bad. And then, you know, had to rebuild all those different things, man. I'm a big fan of Aaron Glenn. I think he's a hell of a coach. And I don't believe this is all on Justin Fields. Justin Fields is not playing bad. Yeah. Their defense is awful. Yeah. And you know how I feel about Steve Wilks. I love Wilkie, but he got to go, man. But the thing about it is they're not playing well. I've been saying that Sauce Gardner was overrated as hell, and he's been playing like overrated as hell. He ain't done nothing since his rookie year, but they gave him all that money. If it's close on Sunday, yes. But if they get beat down and they turn the ball over like they've been and they can't tackle, he might need to go. Like, they're about to wholesale.
Yeah.
They're about to get rid of everybody.
God.
I love AG.
I just feel like it's such a bad situation. I hate firing somebody after six games.
I'm with you.
But also, no, I don't think the Giants can make the playoffs.
No. No, this is going to run out. This is going to run out because Jackson Dart can't keep going into the damn blue tent.
It's fun to watch, but I don't know.
He can't keep going to the blue tent.
I don't think that they can. But hopefully they can keep that excitement because I know people are enjoying it. All right. Who's
Let's
next?
Let's go out to Val and McDonough.
Hey, Val.
Val, what up, boy?
What's up, guys? My first time calling. It's not much of a question. It's just a little comment. I went to Brooklyn College in New York, and a couple of days ago I searched Google for a game that they had played against Gallaudet, the deaf school, and Google said there's no history of Brooklyn College ever happening in a football program. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Of what?
What?
What happened?
Google said that there's no history of my school ever having a football program.
Oh, yes. Well, Val, yeah. This Val from Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, Val, you're 80 years old, man. They probably changed the name.
No, I'm not.
Well, does your school have a football program historically?
Not anymore. Not anymore. But they don't have one anymore.
But they did.
Yeah, but they did.
And you know
and
that.
Here's another thing. Here's another thing. They said my school never had an All-American until, like, 20-something. My wife was an All-American in 1984.
All right.
Well, so they had to look that up, too.
Well, you need to – here's what you got to do. You got to get on Wikipedia because it's – you can update it. It's publicly sourced.
Come on, Val.
And you can update the information on your school on Wikipedia.
Did Val say he was an All-American?
I think he said his wife was.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that's what he said.
Well, we can't talk bad about Miss Val.
We're not going to.
We'll never talk bad about Miss Val.
It is always funny when a school had a program and then they don't have one. Like Boston University used to have football. They canceled football in like 95. Mm-hmm. So you can buy T-shirts in the Boston University athletic store that say Boston University football undefeated since 1995.
I saw that. Oh, yeah.
Kind of funny.
I saw that M.O. Mark Owens tweet out a picture. Like they're having a sale over there at Truist.
Yeah.
Sidewalk sale.
Sidewalk
sale. Mm-hmm. I need to get over there.
Going by there. They got some pretty good stuff for pretty cheap.
Okay, I need to get over there.
Probably a lot of like All-Star game related
stuff.
So, and
especially if you're into jerseys. So, I'm assuming that the jersey patch
Randy
contract.
Love
well, even blank ones with nobody's names on, but kids love the jerseys too.
You should get McMichael on the back of a Braves jersey.
There you go.
81.
I go back to my man. He sent me the movie, which it is. I go back to How High with Mike Epps.
Wow.
Come on with it. Put the powder in my hand and let me slap myself in the face the day you see Randy McMichael in a damn jersey, especially with his name on it. That means my wife done left me and I'm desperate. That means my wife left me and I'm desperate to let everybody know that I'm Randy McMichael.
That's the best if it said both your names.
Yes, Randy McMichael. That means I'm desperate for my wife to left me.
I have that Hawks jersey that they made for us for some event years ago,
okay.
And I filled out the form wrong. It's like, what's your name? So I put my whole name on there. So I have a Hawks jersey that says Andy Bunker on the back of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never did. Like, my sister has that jersey. My sister, I think I gave that to my sister.
Is it long enough to like wrap around?
It's very long.
That's fantastic.
It also says 40 on it. So I, the end of the 40th birthday party, I put that on for a little while. We were all having a pretty good time.
We were all hammered.
So I had my Hawks 40 yes. jersey. Yes. Now it's on that giant gorilla that I won, Lily, at Dollywood.
Looking like, have y'all had chalk?
No, Dolly's fine. She released a video. She said, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, really?
She said, stop spreading rumors.
Man, Dolly.
I'm doing fine.
Dolly, what Dolly? About a buck or two?
Well.
And them two? Yeah. And them two?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, them two.
She's doing fine.
And she's 79.
But I'm talking about them two.
Yeah, he's talking weight.
I'm talking weight.
High
buck
weight.
Or two.
Yeah, yeah.
And them two.
We know. We got it.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Derek and Charlotte.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hold
look, the Jets hate is serious. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. That's my team. We really look bad. Hell, I may have a new favorite team. Carolina is better than the Jets. You know what I'm saying? And so that might be my second team. But this is a question for you, Randy, because you're from the trenches. You know what I mean? What pole food was your favorite pole food? Mine was fried bologna with an egg.
Did he say pole food?
That's what he said.
Okay. I like bologna, but the bologna with the red string, all right? Like, it ain't necessarily you like pofu. Like, I used to love the Huckabucks. Yeah, we like, yeah, the Huckabuck lady, she was always cool.
What is that?
You know what a Huckabuck? Mm-mm. The Kool-Aid in the cup that you freeze, the Huckabuck.
Oh, we didn't have that.
You never froze, like, Kool-Aid in a cup?
I did do that.
Yeah, a Huckabuck.
But we didn't call it that.
Oh, what y'all call it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Kool-Aid popsicle.
Yeah, we call it the Huckabuck.
Yeah. You want making popsicles out of it?
But yeah, but
you
I'm
didn't
saying.
Put a stick in it?
Yeah, but no, we never put a stick in it. It was just the cup. And then, so you would just, like, them little, the little dill
yeah, like
cups.
A little Dixie cup.
Yeah, little Dixie cup. Yeah, yeah, a Huckabuck lady.
All right.
No. And then there was a person that would come sell those?
Yeah, we had to. Y'all ain't had no candy lady that, like, mm-mm. They had no Costco's and then back no. then, but the candy lady were, like, that out of her apartment, that mm-hmm. was a hustle?
We did not have
y'all
that.
Y'all had it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nope.
Never okay. went up to some lady's apartment to buy candy, no.
Yeah.
I've gone up to some lady's apartment to buy other stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've heard
the
of
candy
it.
Candy lady?
Outcast yeah. and all yeah. that. They talk about it.
Yeah, the candy lady.
We didn't have candy lady.
But y'all had a Huckabuck.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
No.
I used to love me a Huckabuck. But no, I mean, I think. Because I never ate pickled stuff, so I didn't eat pickled pig feet. Now, I test them damn pig feet up, but they don't need to be pickled.
I like pickled stuff.
I'll tell you some damn pig feet up, like right now. but I don't like a pickled.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, I think we covered. I think that was Huckabuck's probably a pretty good answer. Who's next?
Let's go on to JP and Marietta.
Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas? My question is for Rand. Well, I guess it would be for you too, Andy. I guess you go to enough training camps.
Thank you.
What does the punter do? I mean, after he kicks a few times, does he just kick consistently throughout the whole practice, or does he just, like, kick 10 times and say, I'm good? What's the punter actually do?
Thank you, JP.
Okay. Then?
Nothing.
He'll do nothing. All right, usually
– It's not just the punter.
No, every day in practice, you always have a kicking period. You always have a kicking period. Field goal, extra point, everything. So he comes and holds. Then you look over sideline. Usually, this most teams I was on Wednesdays was punt return day. No, I'm sorry. It was punt kickoff. Then it was always the return day on Thursday. So he would punt during the period and everything. But he would – but like you would – this if I'm – it would usually be 8 kicks punt.
Mm-hmm.
He would kick 4 of them. So he would kick, and then they would use the jug machine – to be the next kick. And then jug machine.
Don't want to wear him out.
And then he would kick. So, yeah. So, either 4 covers, because you usually have 10 covers of practice in punt team.
And this is in-season practice.
Yeah, this is season. Yeah. Yeah, he would get maybe 4 kicks out of the 10 covers.
Because at training camp.
Yes, it would be the jug machine.
At training camp, doesn't even seem like they use them every day.
Yeah.
Because the Falcons have 3 outdoor practice fields and 1 indoor.
Yes.
And, like, all the other guys rotate between the 2 fields. And then there's a whole 3rd field where the 2 kickers and the long snapper go over to. And I swear to God, they just do tricks.
Yeah.
They just, like, spin the ball, yep. try to juggle it. They're, like, they're playing catch a little bit. Like, they're just hanging out.
Yep. They get a whole field.
A whole damn field.
So
occasionally he'll punt it, and but then, no, like, they'll make the equipment guy go get it
But
or
I'm
something.
Telling you, that would be the thing. And then next day when we would do punt return, it would all be jug machines.
But the long answer, the short answer, whatever.
They kick in nothing. Practice, maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
10 times.
Sometimes they're over there working on their golf swings.
That's mostly what they're doing.
If like an equipment guy or a ball boy like wanders onto their field.
If you ever want to fight a kicker and you watch him like during training camp, you sweat, you're tired, and they over there doing that Neymar thing with the football, with that back
kick. They're trying to flick it.
Trying to flick it.
Yeah.
Drives you damn crazy.
They like spin it and then try to do the little rainbow kick.
Yes.
Are they gatekeepers of their field? Like, get off my field. This is the kicker field.
I don't think so.
No.
Because that's also where, like, if a guy's not fully participating, he'll be over there doing it.
No,
like,
they're gatekeepers about them damn K-balls. Like, about their K-balls, though.
That's the Jimmy G field sometimes?
Let me amend that. There's the kicker, the punter, the long snapper, and Troy Anderson.
Yes.
He's over there doing side work.
Yes.
Because that tends to be where he is.
Man. You didn't have to go there.
Well, that's where he's been. Yeah. That's where he's been. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Guys, don't forget, special broadcast, 11 to 3 on Monday. Me and Duke Sabell will be at Signia by Hilton over there by the Mercedes-Benz and everything. We'll be at the Nest, so make sure y'all guys tune in. Come see us. We'll be there from 11 to 3 because Andy don't want to work with me on Monday. Make sure you guys get there. Put your damn nipples up.
That's what I was going to say. Randy has a nipple problem. I'm going to be doing the Wade Ford show with Joe from 3 to 5, and then I'm going to the game.
You'd rather work with Joe than me, huh?
They don't let me choose. I'm merely a grunt laborer, Randy, in this machine. I'm a cog in the wheel. But I am looking for some place to tailgate after the Wade Ford show.
Yes, so make sure.
Because I got like 5 till 8 to hang out.
So
hit me up.
Hit them in the DMs.
Come on, dudes. They're open. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday.
Let's go, dogs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.